Good morning on this wonderful Friday morning. The sky is absolutely clear. It's clear blue. It is just beautiful. I'm standing here by the front door, just gazing out at the sunlight on the trees, the flowers, the insects all flying around and buzzing. So full of life. No wonder the ancient peoples of Ireland, the Celts, celebrated this month, Bealtaine. And when people talk about Bealtaine and give it all different kinds of spellings and insist that you can spell it any way you want, it doesn't matter. I have to say, it does matter. It absolutely does matter. In the Irish language, which is a very old, old language here in Europe, the months of May is Bealtaine, and it's spelt Bealtaine, the way that I spell it here at Bealtaine Cottage. And I've read so many accounts of why it can be spelt any which way and why it means this and it means that. And very, very few people relate it to the Irish language, the ancient Irish language. There can be no doubt of where Bealtaine was conceived and understood and celebrated. And people say, oh, it's the ancient god Baal. That sounds rather biblical to me. Let me just say that the ancient peoples of Ireland were around long before the Bible was conceived. Long before there was any written account of a singular God. And of course, my ancestors believed in the sacredness of everything that made up Mother Earth. Everything we see, it's like what I'm looking at now this morning, what I'm listening to, what I'm feeling is Bealtaine, the first month of summer. Now, I know it may be spring for many of you in other parts of the British Isles and in Europe, but here in the west of Ireland, it is summer. And if you look at the photographs that I've posted below this podcast, you can see for yourself it is undeniably summer. It is the great rising of life. It is the great celebration of life. It's not difficult to understand. And it's not difficult to put into the context of a very old culture. And it is a fire festival. But then, for me, every celebration from the ancient peoples involved fire. Of course it involved fire. Fire was and remains an integral part of Irish life. I'm just walking round the side of the barn now. So these little crunching noises or where I'm walking on the gravel. So I'm going to be doing a lot of planting today. I've got various greens to plant. I'm actually starting a juice fast today. I don't know how long I'll stay on it. I'm hoping to do it for about a month. Well, 4 weeks. I may only manage a week or so. But whatever I do manage to get through, it's going to enhance my health, my general health. I do this on a fairly regular basis, once or sometimes twice a year. I've got to say though, since losing Jack, I haven't been on a juice fast. Well, I've attempted to do one and I've got very down about it. And for those of you who are very kindly leaving me little messages about, you know, getting another little companion, little furry companion, I am actually searching for one, and I have been for several months now. It appears that I may have to go further afield. I was looking on the Dogs Trust website last night and saw a little dog that I thought would be just perfect. But she's down in Dublin, well, over in Dublin. It's a big deal for me to go to Dublin. But I'm going to be contacting them today and seeing if she's still available. I'm over near the polytunnel now, so you can hear all the birds. One of the reasons why I like to do a juice fast at this time of year, by the way, is because there's so much growing. The greenery is just abundant. So I'm looking down here at masses and masses of mint, garden mint, and I'm seeing lovage, which is growing. Lots of nettles, lots of dandelions, masses of cleavers. Now the cleavers are really good for cleansing the blood and also cleansing and getting more energy into the adrenal glands. And I've often thought as well that with a garden, allowing nature to work her magic, oftentimes herbs come up voluntarily that are literally a gift from Mother Earth to you. It's as though walking in the garden and exchanging that energy, which I've spoken about before, when you walk around on the little piece of land where you live, there's an energy exchange. And in that energy exchange is this incredible understanding from Mother Earth that she knows what you need. And so oftentimes the herbs and the wild plants that grow, that are edible or juiceable, are growing for you. Now there's a lot of ground elder here, and something I've spoken about before is the fact that I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 27. And I've never taken any prescription drugs for it. I have managed it through diet and exercise and lifestyle. By lifestyle, I mean plenty of sleep. You know, making sure that your body is fit and able as much as possible to deal with the negative effects of something like rheumatoid arthritis. So, to see the ground elder growing, of course, that was always recognised by, say, the Romans, for example. I think the Romans brought it into Britain to be a very effective herb for dealing with gout. And gout is very closely related to RA, because, of course, both are results of poor lifestyle choices in many cases. A lot of people see ground elder as an awful invasive plant. I don't. It comes up, it grows quite tall during the month of May, it flowers, and then it dies back. It just dies away. So it has its day, and then, hey-ho, it disappears. It's like the unwelcome drunk at the party who staggers about, pestering everybody. And then they just collapse into a heap and fall asleep or something, or are removed, taken away by some embarrassed relative. It's only a short time. It's tolerable. It's manageable. I'm looking up at the ash trees, and of course, they haven't come into leaf yet. Well, some of the big old ones haven't, anyway. And I'm looking up at my oak tree, and that has come into leaf, and it reminds me of the old saying, ash before oak, you're in for a soak. Oak before ash, you're in for a splash. So could it be that this will be a more dry summer here in the west of Ireland? Well, I suppose if we listen to the old sayings, which are usually accumulated over hundreds of years of watching and observing, then that could be true. See some little birds by the bird table. Now, I had intended on buying a second one so perhaps I'll get round to that. Just walking around to the front. Now, I still have that little podcast to put up, which I probably put up on this post today. So if you want to listen to something that's gentle and meditative, then the second podcast that is here on this post today will be good for you. It's just the sounds recorded on May Eve. So, nothing amazing or controversial to talk about this morning. I'm feeling in quite a chilled out mood. I think I'm psychologically preparing myself now for the juice fast. It takes about 3 days to get into it. I think once you're on your third day, then you're sort of over the hump. And the rest is fairly easy. A lot of you would be interested in this, I'm sure, if not just curious about it. So I would point you in the direction of a very good video. It's actually a movie, I think. And it's called Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead. And it's a video movie by Joe Cross from Australia. And it is actually quite inspiring because it shows you the effectiveness and gives you the kind of medical breakdown on this over the course of just trying to think how long he did it for. I think it was 60 days. It's a good movie. I do find it inspirational and worth a watch. I think it's still free to watch on YouTube. I know that I watched it in the very early days, which would have been, 4 or 5 years ago? And I used the juice fasting initially as a way of dealing with what was diagnosed for me as high cholesterol. And it also helped me to get onto a vegan diet, which I don't talk about a lot, because I don't like being preachy. It's being preachy doesn't actually change anyone's minds. And I do regard my journey as being a sacred journey to me. Everyone is on their own sacred journey. And as I often say to my own children, you know, your journey is your journey. It has nothing to do with me. And it's one of the things I mentioned yesterday in my podcast, this woke notion that everybody's got to be saying the same thing and singing from the same hymn sheet and, you know, criticism is seen as, you know, not acceptable and individualism, it's all out there. I think most of you know what I'm referring to and talking about. It's just a ridiculous, nonsensical way of living. So I'll just reiterate and say this is my sacred journey. This is what I have come to understand, what works for me. And I'm not advocating it for anyone. I'm just simply sharing what it is I'm doing. So there we go, on this beautiful Friday morning. The sun is actually very warm on my face. It's just amazing. I can see a few clouds, but they're just wispy, little wispy bits. Apparently, there's going to be a great weekend. Well, so someone told me at a checkout yesterday. So blessings to you all and have a beautiful weekend, and I hope to bring another podcast onto the website very soon. And a little mention at the end of this podcast. If you want to support my work, which is not funded in any shape or form by anyone other than my Patreon subscribers, and if you want to support my work via Patreon, then I appreciate that very much. And thank you. And thank you to those who do. And blessings to you all.